because Dean Lester is the world's greatest form analyst, and he's getting ready for the Friday form with us on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Dino.
Good morning, Half.
Would a loan situation work in the AFL, Dino?
Yeah, he sprung that on me too quickly, I'm afraid.
Now, what about Celine Dion before we get into the racing tomorrow at headquarters? How did Celine go?
She went well. Very solid.
Favourite song?
It's All Coming Back to Me Now.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, it was a very big production.
Great. Big crowd? Did she sell out?
2 days, yeah. 2 nights she was packed out.
Who was supporting her?
A girl called Veronique Decaire, and if you look her up on YouTube, she is outstanding too.
Oh, yeah.
Does musical impressions.
Right, okay.
Mm. What do you mean musical impressions? Like, is that like other singers? Right.
Yeah, other singers from all different genres.
Right.
Nice work.
To say that, she sort of does the trombone or the guitar with her
voice.
No. I've seen that though.
Yes, no, not, that's not her though. That's not Celine's sideshow.
No.
She's not into that sort of stuff, Celine. No. Righto, I'm glad you had a nice time. Now, Nick Quinn is going to join us a little bit later on. He's got a bit of a crook throat, so he's going to give us
he's
the latest odds.
He's got laryngitis.
That's crook throat, yeah.
Yeah, that's serious type situation.
Well, it's not serious, it's just...
On the eve of the spring, that's a setback.
It's probably a good result, really, for most of the planet.
Probably that 67-cent bottle of water he bought last week.
Well, that's exactly right.
Sort of shows the toughness of the man, I would have thought.
No, I won't say too much. There's a man in here that's had some fragility of times. And... I don't want to say too much and get anyone upset. So what we'll do...
Late night TV injuries.
What we'll do, Dino, is we'll have a look at the Quaddie Leagues tomorrow at Flemington. Now, it's just what we do around here. Back-to-back quaddies we've had on the Breakfast Club on the Friday form. So there's not much more we can do for the punters, Dino, except we'll continue doing it because that's... sort of what we do. Race 6 is the first league tomorrow at headquarters over the 2,000 metres. And it's a benchmark 78 affair. There are 16 going around at this stage from what I can tell. And Harapore, you wouldn't believe it, for DK Weir in D Lane, is the favourite out of barrier 12 at 440 at tab.com.au.
Yeah, and he's one of the numbers we're going to put in, but it's a sharpen the pencils for this leg of the quaddie. There's plenty of numbers. I think the value might be Orokai Overlord, number 10 for Hall of Famer Patrick Payne. He has been running well in slightly higher grade. I think he drops a bit in grade. It's a claim here for young Nathan Punch, and I just hope they ride him a bit quieter than they have been the last couple. And I think he's got a really good winning chance. Horses like 4 Kaching, 5 The Statesman, 13 Harapore have all got good chances. And I'm even putting in the top two, Bling Dynasty, Brigadier. And now that number 17, Sir Edwin Lansier, who's a first-timer for the Macedon Lodge team, it's one I've got to put in because I'm just wary of it. I don't really know. So, we'll be going very wide there.
Rightio, some wide activity there with lots of numbers. There's an SMS just come through, which is a good question. I should have asked it before. Thank you, whoever sent that in, anonymous at this stage. Dino, the forecast is for a little bit of rain tonight, a fair bit of rain tonight, in fact. Are we factoring that into our considerations today?
Yeah, I think we have to, Half. As good as Flemington dries, and at the moment I think it's rated a good 3, there's rain overnight and a pretty dirty day tomorrow, to be honest. And that's often when tracks are at their worst, when it rains between races, because the track gets dug up a little bit, then the divots get filled with water, and you get a different sort of scenario. So I think you do have to factor that in.
And just a side topic, just while I'm thinking about Flemington, have you seen the new setup at Flemington?
Only from afar. It's looking spectacular. And I think it's been handed over to the club now to put the finishing touches on, and I think they're going to have a couple of soft launches of different sections leading up to Cup Week.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing it myself. Headquarters for the Big Spring Carnival not far around the corner. So our numbers, if I'm not mistaken, Dino, in numerical order, 1, 2, 4, 5, 10, 13. Did you chuck 17 in?
17, yep.
17 you did too at the end. All right, that's the first leg of the quaddie at Flemington. The second leg is the Ori Star Handicap, the Group 3 feature tomorrow at headquarters over the 1,200 metres. There are 10. Oh, there was 10. There is 9 because Rich Charm, indeed a Clark Scratch Rich Charm out of this. And Home of the Brave for James Cummings is favourite at tab.com.au just at $3.60.
Yeah, bad luck for Dieter with Rich Charm. He has got a cut on the back leg, so he'll have to wait for another day. But Home of the Brave is the key runner here. He's a very talented import for the Godolphin team, for James Cummings, and the Cummings name synonymous with the Ori Star. It was the race that Bart often used to kick off his Cups horses, but this isn't a Cups horse. This is a very sharp sprinter who's been going probably a little bit keenly, but really well in his trials in Sydney. And the one thing he's got is a lot of straight track experience in his career in Europe. So I don't think that's an issue. In fact, I think that's probably why he's here. And I think he's probably the one to beat. Doesn't look a high pressure race, and he might even take it up and just keep going. I think he's the one to beat. Voodoo Lad is racing well. He's a runner-up in a Newmarket down the straight, so he gets down the straight well. And the other one I'll be putting in is Poetic Dream, who looked very good at the trials last time in, hence he started favourite at his only Australian run and was beaten. But again, he's had two very encouraging jump outs, and I think he's probably ready to go first up. So I think the imports have a big say in this race with numbers 1 and 7. I'll be putting Voodoo Lad in as well, 1, 2 and 7.
A Brave Song had a good first up win over the 1100 at headquarters last start. Dino, any improvement there?
He did. That was a end of season three-year-old race, and a fairly restricted race. You look at his form though through, say, level weights with Kemantari last preparation, and he was beaten about 3 lengths there, so that gives him some sort of chance. I think he and probably Chamois Road are the next in line behind the main three, but I do think there's a significant gap between the three main players, numbers 1, 2 and 7.
1, 2, 7 there for the second leg. I Am A Star, have you got much hope for I Am A Star this spring?
Well, she did miss the autumn through little setbacks, and she trialled quite nicely on Monday. She ran fourth in this race last year. I think that there's probably a good mare's race for her over the spring. She won the Stock Stakes at Moonee Valley on grand final eve last year, and I would think that's the path she'd be heading down towards again, I would say.
All right, but Home of the Brave leads the numbers there, 1, 2 and 7. In fact, James Cummings will be joining Michael Felgate first up today on A Racing Pulse, so we'll find out more about Home of the Brave and the expectations from the stable after 8:30 today on A Racing Pulse. Stick around for that. The third leg is over the 1400 metres at the open race at Flemington. There's 14 going around after the scratching of Old North for James Cummings, speaking of. And Mossendale for the Galligatis boys at a barrier 13 wide gate there, Dean, over the 1400. $5.50, claiming Liam Reardon with 3 kilos from the 60. What are you thinking about Mossendale or the other runners in this race?
Yeah, I think he's a massive winning chance. In fact, I think he's probably the one to beat. He's just such a reliable horse. He's won 11 of 26 with 8 other placings, so he's always around the mark. Yeah. He ran very well in the Winter Championship final. He's had a freshen up. And if the predicted rain comes, with every drop of rain, his chances just improve. So I think he's got to be the one to beat. I'm expecting really good improvement tomorrow from the answer, my friend. I think he's probably been a frustration for punters, but I think of his last 8 runs, I think 7 have been at Caulfield and he hasn't run a place. But at Flemington, he's 4 starts, 2 wins, 2 seconds. So this is his track and this is his distance. So I'm expecting improvement from him. Odeon's a really good talent. Ended up running in the Queen Elizabeth against Winx back in the autumn. But he's capable of running well fresh. He's trialled up nicely and he's got a bit of soft track form if the rain does come. And Hussein Eagle, who really wasn't much beyond a 1,000-metre horse through his career, stepped up to 1,400 in the Mildura Cup and won very well, and I think Patrick Payne has probably worked him out. As he's got a bit older, that's probably his go, just to relax and run on at the longer trip. So he's next best. But 1, 6, 3 and 4. The other one maybe worth considering is Barthelona, number 14.
I was going to say, Dino, all the tipsters, not that they're any the world's greatest form analysts like you, but I'm just looking at the form guide in the paper, and they're all tipped Barthelona.
Well, he's very good on soft ground. He's had no luck at his last 2 runs. My worry is he's very deep into his preparation now. I can't see that he'd be improving, but if he gets a clearer run than he did last time at Caulfield, and his 2 wins earlier in the preparation were at Flemington, so yeah, he goes in 1, 6, 3, 4 and 14.
All right, there you go, third leg of the quaddy. Last leg, race number 9, 5:10, check your local guides for timings. 1,700 metre affair, we've got 12 going around. Mantastic. It's a terrific name. Has had an outstanding preparation this time around. Second, and a first is 4 runs in this campaign for DK Weir. Dino, are we expecting another first tomorrow?
Oh, I think first or second. I think he or he or Guizzo are the two. They ran the Quinella at Caulfield back on July 14, and Guizzo just had a beautiful run, just tracking Mantastic into the race. It was just a terrific ride from Ben Allen, and then Mantastic did a good job to win last start. So there's not a lot between them. Guizzo's got, we know him on soft ground if the rain does come. That's not an issue for him. Mantastic's never seen it, but he's in such great form. I think they're the two main chances. Secandrabad, who won quite well at Sandown last start and does have soft track form, a little freshen up from the Hayes Dabenig yard. And again, we've got a wild card in the Maslin Lodge trained Exemplar, who's got soft track form around this distance, and actually group form at the end of his last preparation. So he's a massive watch runner. So principally 5, 6, and 8, and a watch on number 3.
Rightio. That is the situation for the quaddie tomorrow at Flemington. Of course, you can hear more with Dino tomorrow morning, but that's the early look at the quaddie. We start a bit wider, and we've finished sort of regulations, so we'll give ourselves the chance to go 3 in a row for the Friday form quaddie. Dino, you got a formula bet for me?
I do.
Who's that?
That would be Wes White of Gornong.
Wes.
And for Wes, we are going earlier in the day. $40 the win, race 2, number 6, Prozado. And $40 the win, race 4, number 4, Harmattan. And $40 on the all up of the pair, race 2, number 6, race 4, number 4 for Uncle Wes White of Gunong.
Uncle Wes. Everyone loves Uncle Wes. Good luck to you, Wes. I hope it's a great day for you. And that means it's a great day for Dino, which means it's a great day for us. This is all intertwined, which I quite like about the Friday form situation. Dino, well done. Thank you for your help this morning. Look forward to hearing more from you tomorrow on RSN 927, building up to a big day at headquarters.
Terrific. Thanks, Harv.
Good stuff. Dean Lester, the world's greatest form analyst and world's biggest Celine Dion lover, with us on The Breakfast Club. Nick Quinn is that guy we had chat to from the tab. He's not well at the moment, so he's got a strepsil in his throat, I'm sure. Quinny, good morning.
Thanks very much, Harv. A couple of clips from our good friend Rammer this morning that have been taken on board as well. So
I hope you heard him loud and clear.
You sound all right, Quinny.
Gee, doesn't he find his voice when he's not in there? And I'm not around. It's a lot easier when someone's not there. So I'll get him next week. But punters have been getting stuck into a couple of runners, including one of Dino's in the formula bet. His formula bet just recapping race 2, number 6, Prozado, and race 4, number 4, Harmat. And that double currently comes to 8.32. But one of those runners is the best back runner on the program. Race 2, number 6, Prozado, has been 5.50 in the 2.25. Dino's had a bet before giving the tip out, and the rest of us mere mortals have to step into the 2.25 currently available. A couple of other well-backed runners on the program. Race 5, Golden Mag's been popular. Even money into $1.85 with one bet of $10,000 at the $1.90. Has looked very, very good in two career win starts to date, and hopefully can make it a perfect 3 from 3. And in the feature race, race 7 on the program, Home of the Brave, $5 into $3.50. Was initially on the third line of betting, has been backed into favourites. So it's going to be a great day at headquarters tomorrow, and there are a couple of the well-backed runners. And for my coffee bet, because I know you all had a fill-up last week, I can't wait to get more congratulatory texts like I did from Rammer last week. Rose Hill, race 5, number 2, Tactical Advantage, won very well last start, having his first start for the Joe Pride, since going to Chris Lees from Joe Pride. And I anticipate we'll make it a perfect 2 from 2, and we'll be around the $3 mark again. So hopefully that can salute. And for favourite backers across the country, Prozado, Golden Mag, and Home of the Brave can salute at Flemington.
Nice work from you. That sounds like a man who's fully in control of his laryngitis. Nick Quinn there us from the tab.
Hopefully we can hear a little bit more from Nick during the day if this is the case.
Nice work from Quinny.
That sounded about 80%.
He sounded pretty good to me. Yeah, that's no dramas. That's a should be here type voice.
Yeah, well, I would have. That's exactly what I'm thinking.
That is why aren't you here with coffee type voice? That's the level of intensity.
You hear him, his coffee bet won.
Yeah, but he hasn't paid for the last 15 weeks when he's lost. So I just assumed the win would have triggered something positive for us. A little bit of Celine Dion as we go to the break. Everyone loves Celine. Oh, Dean will be sitting there just rocking their head.
Is Celine the highest earning act in Vegas ever? I don't know the answer to that, but I was wondering if anyone else knew that. But didn't she sign like a 5-year deal in Vegas for 2 shows a day?
Yeah, I reckon you're right. Yep. Yeah. Dino has confirmed that at the back.
We'd just ring up Molly Meldrum for that, but Dino's
on to
us.
Well, there's an amazing thing called Google.
No one needs Molly. No one needs Molly when you got Dino. He's got it all covered. What a good song that is, by the way. Whoa, Friday morning, up and about. We'll get to a break. The email coming up after this.